So, Scott, zombie takeout, any good?
This is hard to say because, as you may know, the original hosts of this series were killed in a tragic accident. But it's just not a good show.
Hello and welcome to Zombie Takeout, the B movie and cult movie show. I'm John.
And I'm Scotto.
And before we get to this week's movie, I can honestly and happily say that after my traditional viewing of Tokyo Godfathers on Christmas Eve, I didn't watch a single fucking movie over the break.
Oh, I was catching up. I was, recreationally watching movies, which is pretty cool.
I should mention, in December, for the last few years in December, I've done its tribute to Satoshi Kon, the director of Tokyo Godfathers. I spent the month marathoning all of his work. He did four films, a 13-episode series, and a short film. So in December, I watched four movies in addition to the three that we reviewed, if you want to count the holiday special as a movie. So by the time I got to Christmas Eve or to Christmas, I was really done with movies.
I didn't do movies till after Christmas. I did some Buster Scruggs. I did Hateful Eight. Okay. And And I'm just about to finish Lincoln. It just taking me a few sittings to go
the
through.
Daniel Day-Lewis one.
Yeah,
okay, that looks interesting. And well, without any further ado, after that, on to this week's movie, which is, or should I say movies, which is from 2018, Black Mirror Bandersnatch. We got to start the year with something big.
Yeah.
And of course, that brings us to the impromptu plot summaries, because there's going to be two.
Yes.
Sponsored by Metalhead, the new game from Colin Ripman, published by Tuckersoft. You die a lot.
Well, and also brought, well, which do you choose as your sponsor, Tuckersoft or JFD Documentaries?
I'll go with JFD.
JFD Documentaries, for when you absolutely positively have to kill every last motherfucker in the film, accept no substitutes.
We may have chosen a similar path, but you first.
All right, so we have a kid who, you could tell he's not well. He's taking some sort of medication at the very beginning, but he's a software engineer, a programmer. And he's been working on this video game that he's going to take to the big house where they're making the Tuckersoft, which I think is loosely based off of some real big software companies from the era. I'm trying to remember what the names exactly, but yeah, he's bringing them there to show off his work, and well, let's see. Depending on which choice you make,
which cereal did you pick? No, that was the cereal was before.
Yeah, the cereal wasn't that big a deal.
I'm just mildly curious about what the other choice would have led to.
Yeah, the cereals lead to the same. The only thing the cereal changes is the ad you see later in the film.
Oh, okay.
Whichever cereal you chose, when he's watching TV, the ad for that cereal comes on for some reason.
I should point out, you found a big chart of all of the possible branches. That will be in the description and on the blog.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I was in this thing for what felt like an eternity because you don't have the timer on it. And
I really missed having a progress bar.
Yeah, I was in there for at least an hour and a half, if not 2 hours.
My version lasted probably about an hour, and that was after going back after one ending. I think it was the shortest version, which is 40 minutes. I wasn't satisfied with that, so I went back, and then it ended about 20 minutes later. I kind of went for the big dumpster fire.
Well, I accepted, my first mistake was I accepted the offer for the job, which of course leads to a quick ending.
It does. Oh man.
And it's just like, yeah, it leads to like a mediocre review. Like this thing was just rushed out. What were they thinking? That kid reviews at the end and the kid's just sitting in the living room next to his father, which actually,
that's the short version,
is not that bad an ending. However, It doesn't let you, it just doesn't let you off the hook. It actually goes back to the beginning.
Does it force you to go? Does it go back on its own or tell you to go back?
I think it just goes back automatically.
Oh, okay. Because mine, I got to an ending. The where I ended the movie, it told me to go back, but I didn't because I'd already had the option to go back once before, and I decided this is how I'm ending it.
It takes you back. It quickly speeds through, just shows little bits and pieces of the stuff leading up to that moment. And then he's back in the office, only this time he's knowledgeable of what's happened already. Like, he knows about the software error. And then they're like, how did you know that? And he's like, Or he's like, this is, nosedive. This is your latest, right? And they're like, how do you know that kind of thing? Mm. Like, he's been through this already. And Colin then, of course, realizes, what he has in him and, kind of takes him in a bit. And, of course, you're given the option again to take it. I almost wanted to see if you got the same results if he took it. But I said, let's decline the job offer and see what happens this time, since I've gotten a second chance.
So that's the direction you're supposed to go, because that's the one that branches off into a bunch of different possibilities.
Right. So let's see. From there, after you reject that, what happens after that? They start talking about the theme of the movie, which is parallel realities. And how that works. Colin gives him a list of records to buy at the record store. You get to choose which album he buys. Did you go through?
Yeah,
that?
I got that one.
Okay, I was going to say Tangerine Dream.
No, I went. Which did I pick?
What was the other one? What was the other option?
Bermuda Triangle.
Bermuda Triangle. What the hell is that even?
Tamita, I think, was the band name.
Okay. He immediately gets into fights with his father. He's frustrated with the programming. The father takes him to the therapist. But I see Colin again. And of course, I choose to go with Colin because he's a programmer. He knows what a programmer would be frustrated about. I'd rather seek his advice than the therapist. took the acid, of course. Mm-hmm. I wonder.
Hey, this is the important one.
I wonder what happens if you don't take the acid. So then you get the flying and LSD thing, which is just hacky, but they actually went there. Uh-huh. But you get to choose who flies.
Who did you choose?
I chose Colin.
Okay.
And I have the explanation for each pick. It's like, follow Colin, the seventh choice. He's a righteous dude. He'll know about programming problems. And then Colin jumps, ninth choice. He's not that righteous a dude. they treat it like it's all a dream anyway. Mm-hmm. After Colin jumps. But he just wakes up or whatever. But you don't see Colin again for the rest of the movie.
Oh, okay.
Colin left a note with an intern to give him later on. And everyone's like, where's Colin? And, they said, he's probably cleared off. He's finished with this program. And, he's probably in some other, part of Asia or whatever. Let's see. And then it gets... well, you get to the therapist's office. He starts breaking the fourth wall. He starts getting very paranoid. He's aware that somebody is watching him and feels like someone else is controlling his fate. And oh my God, did you not see this stuff?
No.
Because you chose Stefan to jump?
Uh-huh. I told you, I went for the dumpster fire.
So one of the options you have, and this is my favorite part of the whole fucking movie, you can tell him through the computer that you are watching him through something called Netflix.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I need to watch this.
Go. And then you get to try to explain to him through the computer, what is Netflix?
Oh, God. This is genius.
Yes. And then he goes to the therapist. And finally, he's just like, take me to the therapist. I'm seeing crazy shit, you know. The therapist, of course, says... This is all great. The therapist, you know, reasons why would this be a movie? Why would anybody watch this for entertainment? It's just, you're just talking. I'm a boring person, and you're not that interesting either. And we're just talking. Who would watch this, and why would this be a movie? Why wouldn't it be more interesting if this were a movie? And that's one of the endings, but
okay.
I won't explain. I won't ruin it. Mm-hmm. But it's a funny ending. But after that ending, they take me back again. And you really have no choice but to fight with your father. Uh-huh. And you get into more of the studies of the original writer of Bandersnatch, mm-hmm. JFD, or what's his name? I can't remember.
Jeremy F. Davies.
Yeah. So it gets into more of him, how he murdered his wife because he just went insane about, you know, being controlled by government conspiracies, which he even tries to add into this game that's, you know, a government agent controlling you and everything. But I couldn't figure out how to just get it to where he does not try to kill anyone. And he...
You were going for the happy ending.
I was just seeing how far I could go, you know? Mm. And then eventually I went for the ending that... I mean, it was a good ending. It was the right ending, I think. Mm-hmm. It was not a happy ending, but it was a good ending.
Okay. Now, on your second try, I basically did the same thing. Who did you have him listen to on the bus?
I wasn't in the mood for Thompson Twins, so I went for Now.
Okay, I picked Thompson Twins just because I had no idea who the other band was.
Now That's What I Call Music, like the second one.
Oh, okay.
Which nobody really had back then, but he did. And apparently they said, I looked at like some trivia, that he woke up to Frankie Goes to Hollywood. The track after that is the Thompson Twins song.
Oh, on that album.
The track before that is the Eurythmics' Here Comes the Rain, and that's the song that plays when he's going in. If you choose Now, That's What I Call Music.
Okay. So I picked Thompson Twins. I refused the offer, as I said. I had him talk to a shrink about his mother. So I got that whole story about how he refused to go without his stuffed toy, and he delayed her getting to work because she was going to take him to school, and she ended up on a later train, and that got derailed, and she died. And he blamed himself.
And so a lot of the ending that I was in this loop was I was trying to go on the quest for the bunny.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Because Colin explains that you can use the mirror as a time traveling device. And so he goes into the mirror and comes out the other side as a child. And yeah, it's a quest to try to find the bunny.
Now on choice five, I have No and No Choice, but I don't remember what the scene was. Like your only option was No.
My fifth. Oh yeah. I didn't count that as a choice then.
Okay, I don't remember what the scene was, though. I picked the Bermuda Triangle album. Really weird kind of ambient, almost kind of industrial stuff.
Well, yeah, Tangerine Dream's kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. And this really did feel... Do you watch Black Mirror at all?
I've seen, like, the first season, I think.
I should point out that Black Mirror is an anthology series, so none of the episodes are connected to each other nor to the movie.
Apparently, they've made references to other episodes.
Yeah, there are all kinds of Easter eggs.
Nosedive. Yeah.
There's all kinds of Easter eggs. Highly recommend the series. It really is the spiritual successor to The Twilight Zone. A lot of people tried it. Black Mirror finally pulled it off. So this isn't connected to anything in the series. You can watch this knowing nothing about the series.
Right. I figured that going in even.
Now, I had him pour the tea on the computer. Or as it's phrased in the choice, throw the tea at the computer. He just pours it on the keyboard.
I was curious about that because, I mean, I was like, I keep saying, you know, I chose not to destroy my... you know, I'm from this time period, you know.
I was going for the dumpster fire. It was sadistic. Let's see what happens for me.
But I would never destroy my gear regardless of what happened, because it was your gear. I mean, what the fuck were you going to do?
It's a ridiculous choice.
So I was like, no, I tried to get around it. But they gave you this whole, you're going to destroy the computer or throw tea on it. And so I had to look up in the bridge, but either one's the same response.
Well, yeah, I had him pour the tea on the computer, which I can understand if you're really that frustrated. But yeah, I had him do that. It kills the computer. And that's one of the end. That was the first ending I hit.
Oh, wow. And wait a minute. Because when I said to pour the tea on the computer, he didn't do it.
He poured it on it. It destroyed the computer. It said, your father points out, you've just destroyed all your work. And then it gives me the option to go back or to work at Tuckersoft, which presumably takes me all the way back to the beginning, and he takes the job and he chooses to work in the office. Or I can go back to the last choice. And then I had him yell at his father.
That's right. They put poor tea over computer for a few different choices.
Oh, okay.
Because it was later where I got that option to throw the tea over the computer. And it was like no other choice. It was either destroy the computer or throw tea over the computer. Mm. So I was like, I guess I'll throw tea over the computer. Mm. And I was like, not sure why I have to destroy my gear. Mm. And he doesn't do it. That's when he gets into the, like, he fights it and he realizes there are other forces controlling him.
Wow. They shot 5 hours of footage, I should point out.
It shows, because I was there for a few hours. I think what was it? I'm trying to think. I think the 12th choice was hit desk or destroy your computer. I'm trying to remember earlier when he had the option to throw tea over the computer.
I just got to that option. I counted it as an ending. And then it made me go back, or it was an ending. I just chose to go back because I wasn't satisfied with him just pouring tea on his stuff and destroying his gear and losing all of his work.
Right.
So I went back. I had him. He goes to the shrink again. His father takes him to the shrink again under the guise of taking him out to breakfast.
Yeah.
And I followed Colin, like you said. I took the acid. They make it clear that Colin, or Stefan rather, has some serious mental health issues.
Yeah.
Not only because of the issue with his mother. He's on medication. And there's some other hints here and there, and I don't think this was a choice. In the record store, he finds a biography of Jeremy Davies, that shows some of his artwork, and it's really disturbing images.
Right.
So it's clear that he has some mental health issues. So taking the acid probably wouldn't have been a good idea. they've shown that microdose doses can be useful for depression, but for someone in Steph's condition, who is probably a little delusional, maybe a tad schizophrenic, acid, not a good idea. But I took it anyway, because dumpster fire.
You have to look this up to see what happens if you don't take it. Oh, it doesn't matter, because Colin spikes the tea.
Oh, okay. incidentally...
There's a lot of these that it really doesn't matter what you take. You're going to the same place. So I'm surprised it was that different for you.
So Colin was going off about what Pac-Man meant, something and Control Man. He went into this whole conspiracy theory. The actual story is Pac-Man was originally called Puck-Man because he's shaped like a puck.
Right.
But they changed it because the machines were being vandalized into saying Fuck-Man.
Or they realized they would have easily been vandalized.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know if it actually happened or not yet. And then I had Steph jump.
The end.
Well, yeah, and then we get the review of his game of Bandersnatch, and it was that intro. It's not a good game. It was rushed. They kind of berate you for taking that choice because it was rushed and abrupt, and you know, it's just senselessly violent. The reviewer berates you for choosing to kill Steph.
Yeah, there was. I saw one thing where it did say like. Oh, yeah, like after he kills his father and stuff, and he's in jail, and there's like the review of it, like, you know, they just, you know, it's macabre interest that you're playing this, you know, but...
There's probably different reviews depending on which way you went.
Yeah, I hear there is a way, I haven't seen this on the map yet, but I hear there is a way to get a, you know, where he finishes it and gets a good review. I don't know if that means he's killed people though or not.
Oh, wow. The other thing I saw that suggested that he had mental health issues was he was avoiding the stress of working in the office. That was part of his choice to work at home.
Yeah.
But all of that leads to mental health issues or suggests them. Also, the boss at Tuckersoft reminded me a lot of Nick Frost.
You know, I'm not sure why he had so many problems with the software. Like, it just seemed like the more he worked on it, the worse it got. Like, if you're going later into the film, like, nothing works. Like, he's there to deliver it, and it's crapping out, like, right away. And, yeah, it just keeps going.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's doomed.
Well, from a writer's standpoint, conflict is drama. So, you know, more conflict, more drama.
Yeah.
More story. The fax sound you hear at the end of the movie on Stefan's headphones, did you get to that?
I think I did, yeah.
It translates to a QR code, which leads to a website where you will find one of the games shown in the movie. And the actor portraying Jerome F. Davies is Jeff Minter, who himself is actually a famous 8-bit video game designer and programmer who created several successful games in the 80s for the ZX Spectrum, among others. I think that's a British computer, which is a computer predominantly featured in the movie. So really, I think I only really have one criticism of it, because Black Mirror is brilliantly done. The production values, the writing, the casting, the performances, it's all amazing in every episode. It's a masterpiece. And that's the case in the movie. There are no flaws. But I think the game distracts from the movie.
I think they relied too heavily upon the game. Like, I think this story could have been a little better told than what it is. I mean, I get what they're trying to say, that, you know, you really can't fix things to make things better. You can't go back. You know, it is kind of the same message as Primer or Donnie Darko.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned we talked about Primer before we started recording. And you kind of compared it because of the branching options, except in Primer you didn't get choices.
Right.
I really want Primer the game, where you do have choices. If anybody out there can make that happen, Shane, if you're somehow watching, please.
We miss you, Shane.
Okay, yes. Total tangent. I saw an interview with Tom Holland recently, who he had signed on to Modern Ocean. He says he hasn't heard a damn thing about it. He signed on and that was that. So apparently Modern Ocean is done. Apparently every other movie Shane makes goes nowhere. Because Topiary went nowhere. Now Modern Ocean isn't going anywhere. The next one we might actually see.
I hope.
Mm-hmm. So really no point to sequels and remakes because it's a brand new movie.
Yeah.
On the brains. This, like I said, it was brilliantly done, a little distracting, but it's the first of its kind, so there are going to be flaws. You know, nothing is great, is perfect the first time out. Still, for what it is, I got to give it a 5.
I'm pretty close. I thought the story could have been a bit better. I mean, I know they had to work on different options and stuff, but they didn't really work on that many options if you think about it. A lot of my, like, a good half hour, 45 minutes was spent in a loop pretty much, going and, like, on this mission to get the rabbit, and you enter passwords into the safe that's inexplicably in their house with a, like, yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense. And then there's stuff where we choose, and it really didn't feel like it chose it. Like, things, he's not doing what you're choosing anyway. So I'm 4.5 because it was brilliantly acted. And then, I mean, but the writing, I think, could have been a bit better. I mean, come on, the LSD flying thing.
Yeah, it was basically setting up the option to kill him.
I mean, this is a lot of fan service to, guys like us who remember these games. Like
it is a nostalgia trip.
Thief of Destiny was actually the third Bard's Tale game. Mm-hmm. All of these things connect to actual games.
Yeah, and they're a reference to actual games. I loved the music choices that Colin gave him: Tangerine Dream, The Cure, Bauhaus.
My father listens to XTC.
Waking Plans for Nigel, one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah.
All right, so what have we learned?
Who the hell would want to live in the past? Because, I mean, man, that sucked. That was just shit. Who would want that?
And I learned that killing the protagonist is fun. I'm a writer. I don't generally get to do that except at the end. So, doing that with somebody else's work after, a fairly short period of time was fun. And just torturing them along the way.
Well, for a while, I just wanted to see how long this thing could go. So I was like, if he kills someone, it's going to end. Apparently, though, if you look at the map, you can kind of go on a killing spree.
Oh, yeah, that would be so much more fun. I gotta do this again and just try all the options.
Yeah, the map tells you you could kill pretty much almost everyone.
Yeah,
I think.
So, yeah, I should have really gone further into the movie. I just was, obsessed, drunk on power. I wanted to kill him because I knew that was going to be an option, and so I kind of wanted that, but yeah, I guess I did shortchange myself. All right, that's it for Black Mirror Bandersnatch. Until next time, we will be reviewing Skidoo. This is our Carol Channing tribute. She passed away yesterday.
All right.
It's apparently notoriously bad, which is not usually a good choice for a tribute, but Carol Channing was always Carol Channing, so she'll be herself in the film, and I'm sure it'll be enjoyable. And it stars her and Jackie Gleason. I have a feeling it's going to be one of those movies that everyone else hates that we love. There are a few of those.
We'll see.
Until then, of course, always remember, never forget, wherever you go in life,
there you are.